You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Mr. Rob.
Right.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I don't think I've called you Mr. Rob before. That's a new one. I'm just trying it out.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Nah, we'll park that one now.
Get that. Roberto, I prefer that, and I don't even like that. Right, on the back of last week's, there's now been reports of orcas messing about with boats in the Shetland Islands.
Oh, my God.
Not on it. That would be real news.
That would be real news.
Watch out for the pod. The pod's in town. I know, in the sea around it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Quick, boys, the pod's coming.
Get inside.
Yeah. Predators on dry land.
Are they they are predators.
They have a munch.
So anyway, it's happening. Maybe they've just gone, you know what, I've had enough of you lot messing up my environment on your bike.
Fair enough.
Or on your boat.
On your boat. And real fast, get away from us.
Yeah. Right, anyway, I've got two things I want to talk about today. The first one, I just couldn't stop thinking about this in a funny way. Ancestors of horses used to have five toes.
What?
Didn't
five
we all?
Little hoof toes.
Oh, that kind of gives me the ick and the... Like, you know how there's sort of things that give you a bit of a conceptual yuck? That is
conceptual
one of them.
Yuck.
Being really noisy.
Like, 5 years at art school and that's what I've got.
You'd have like 20 pairs of horseshoes. It makes so much noise.
But aren't horse guys? Sorry to all the horsey girlies out there, but don't you put horseshoes on horses?
Yeah.
So what's happening naturally when they're all just when they have toes?
Well, now I'm glad you said that.
They currently have toes that they're forcing into shoes.
Oh, they have toes?
No, they don't. They have a hoof.
No, they used to. Oh, you're what? You went to university?
You're the science one. Yeah. Seen a horse foot? What? You've never seen a horse foot?
No, I'm really scared of them.
Oh, really? They're really creepy. Oh, we've unlocked a trauma chamber this morning.
Oh, you're going to really love this then.
Oh,
but because
no.
of evolution, they've just got one toe now on each foot, encased in a thick-walled keratinous hoof. That sounds like an insult, doesn't it? Keratinous?
You keratinous.
Oh, I see. I see.
It sounds like
now.
A Shakespeare, I bite my thumb at you, you keratinous hoof.
With a triangular-shaped thing called a frog on the sole that acts as a shock absorber.
Shock absorber?
Yeah.
Oh, when
I was writing this, because it's all down to evolution, which we was talking about off air, which is all we ever talk about. And I thought this frog thing, I reckon what might have happened, like an ancient horse one day accidentally stood on a frog and thought, wow, that feels all right.
I'll take that.
It's like putting an insole in your shoe.
Yeah, and then eventually after time, it evolved into not having to tread on frogs, because we don't want to do that. Don't do that, kids.
I've never thought about a horse's hoof as being one giant toe before. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, did they have five little toes that were all covered in keratinous?
No, they used to. Didn't you hear what I just said?
Rob, listen, I'm really wrapping my head around it.
Yeah, and then over time, because of evolution, the toes disappeared.
The mega
toe. What did the toes
prevailed?
Look like? I'm
like
imagining...
Little hooves.
So five
that's
tiny little hooves.
Five little hooves.
Okay,
I imagine them just really wanting to do ballet dancing.
Well, I'm thinking about a goat now. They have like a couple of
tapirs
sections.
Tapirs.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know what that means. I just thought I'd say it.
Rob looking me dead in the eyes going, tapirs.
Pointing the finger.
Okay.
So, I thought that was really funny. I just kept thinking all day of like farriers having to put little shoes on. It must have been a nightmare.
It wouldn't just be clip-clop, clip-clop. It'd be like
clip-clop. Yeah.
ASMR in the car.
Right. Now I've got a technology thing here.
Oh, good.
Nice. Technology is trying to copy nature to help the function of folding phones. Really? You've got nothing else better to do, but we'll stick with it.
Okay.
A team of biologists and materialistic scientists, which I've never heard of this before, and it's a term used by proponents of creationism and intelligent design to describe scientists who have a materialistic worldview.
Okay, that's... I don't agree with that use of vocabulary.
It's loaded. I think they have an agenda, potentially.
I mean, they're ridiculous. I probably shouldn't have even mentioned them. I apologise for that.
I'm interested in the use of language there. So, it's been interesting.
They've been looking at how muscle hinges work.
Huh.
They work so well because they're made from a brittle calcium carbonate mineral called aragonite. He was in Lord of the Rings, apparently.
He was. It's a good scene where he opens some big doors.
Its structure is
changed bricks, a lot of lives.
The structure is bricks of aragonite glued together with a protein mortar, which gives an incredible strength and resilience. And the scientists think they've recreated it with glass fibres and other modern materials. That's a bit vague, isn't it?
You know those materials.
I couldn't say. They told me not to say nothing. A bit like KFC.
Did you have a meeting with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible, but almost a waste of time at the same time when you could be doing something else.
No, I like when scientists imitate nature like that. It's a whole realm of physics. I don't understand it, but it's really interesting.
You don't understand horses' hooves. How are you going to understand that?
Frame it like this, Rob. You're an art fan. You like art. You respect, you know, culture.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're doing a little experiment. They're doing a little painting for the sake of it. Maybe.
Science for the sake of it's nice.
Only on BFM would you be justifying science through an art kind of lens.
Yeah, no,
perhaps,
I get what you're saying. It's incredible and that, but flip phones, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, boo.
Well, this has been a good science and nature moment this morning.
It's a bit all over the gaff, isn't it?
Sometimes it's just a reflection of how we're all doing. Have you got a poem for us today by any chance?
No, I haven't. No. But I will have one coming very soon.
Yeah, there's a definite watch this space over
Rob's
creative industry at the moment. You've got a good song for us, though. What are we going to listen to today?
This is Telefis with a song called Falun Gong Dancer, and it's got my man Jar Wobble in it.
What did you say Telefis means before?
It means television in Gaelic. So I'm going to go home and watch a bit of Telefis.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Telephus with Jar Wobble, that is Falun Gong Dancer. Thank you very much to the Bard of Bollocks. We'll see you next week.
Maybe.
Probably.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.